Jack and Jill here. Hello.
Good day.
Welcome to the Jack and Jill Show, entertaining real estate investment talk. I'm Stephen Jack Butella.
And I am Jill DeWitt, broadcasting from sunny Southern California.
Today, Jill and I talk about recording your own deed and all the stories that surround that. It seems to be, in particular, that topic has some crazy, crazy stories. I know I have nutty, crazy stories about recording my own deeds.
Because there's always something that happens.
There's drama.
It is. And it's funny because I think people will talk about this more. They get unnecessarily hung up on it and it's not that big of a deal.
Right. I mean, there's always drama. Maybe you don't have it, but if you ask anyone if they have a good DMV story.
Yeah. There you go. That's it.
It's the same kind
of
thing.
That's true. No one ever comes back from the DMV going, that was great.
That worked out really well.
Wow,
was fast.
That's how I wanted to spend my morning.
It was fast and I smell good.
And the coffee was great. And the people were pleasant and dressed well.
And man, they picked a great location for this.
Oh, that's parking was a breeze. Did you know they have valet now?
It's the same thing recording deeds.
That's exactly it. Recording a deed is like going to the DMV. Awesome.
Except the person that actually records it.
Oh my gosh.
Is just power hungry.
Oh,
they're drunk with power.
I think they're that way at the DMV though too, don't
Are they?
You?
Oh, I don't
yeah.
know.
They're like, you know what? If I don't push this button, you don't get this license. You better be nice to me. Okay.
Before we get into that, let's take a question posted by one of our members on the landinvestors.com online community. It's free.
Okay. Fred asks, hello, I am learning about deed preparation and deed recording.
Oh, it's perfect. Oh,
and plan to use a title company for some deals. I was curious if anyone had any recommendations for a title company in either Northwest Arkansas or Park/Costilla counties in Colorado. Thanks for your help. Well, Fred, we know where you're buying.
Yeah, thanks for sharing. The first thing I do when I go into a new market, or if I were you, let's say this. The first thing that if I'm doing a deal, I call the county recorder and I ask them to recommend a mom and pop type escrow company that's in close proximity to the county seat. And they usually will say something like this. Oh, sir, I'm not allowed to do that. I can't. That's against the rules here. We don't make recommendations. We play fair. To which I say.
But if you send me, just kidding.
That's brilliant, Bumpkin. Then can you give me three names?
Yeah.
And they do.
And your other brother, Earl. Daryl, Earl, what was his name?
Daryl.
Sorry.
No, and all kidding aside, try to find a mom and pop because you can really negotiate the price. By the way, they're going to underwrite the deal through First American Title or Pioneer or one of the really large companies anyway. They just negotiated a fantastic deal with them. So you get all the power of the big title insurance companies and all the good price of the mom and pop escrow companies. It's kind of divided into two.
There's hungry for the business.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You can get them as cheap as $200-$400.
And you know, they have investor rates. If you say, hey, what's your investor rate? Like most of them, they do offer a special thing for us. So that's good.
Jill and I are big enough. So we went to two title companies and negotiated this deal anyway. So when we go to any of the offices, we get a smoking deal. And because we're resellers, what ends up happening is, and you should ask them about this. I wouldn't recommend it on the first deal, but how it works for us is when we buy a piece of property through title, we prorate it 50-50 with the seller. So let's say it costs $2,000. The seller pays $1,000, we pay $1,000, and then we say, hey, title agent, please leave this open because we're going to sell it in 20 minutes anyway. And then they cut us a smoking deal on the back end. Like Jill and I just sold a house for, I think, $300-$400. The fees at the back end.
It was under 500 bucks. It was like 500 bucks each.
For a really expensive house. Uh-huh. So, you know, that worked out great.
Yeah, it was really
There's all
good.
Kinds of games you can play is what I'm... Not games. It's all open for negotiation.
Totally.
Their posted rates are not their real rates.
Exactly.
It took me a long time to realize that.
Mm-hmm.
Today's topic, recording your own deeds and the stories surrounding that. This is the meat of the show. Give me a good story, Jill. Do you have one off the top of your head? I do.
Well, yeah, it just happened to my team. So, poor Jen, I come like, what are you doing? She's like, this one came back again. I think it's the third time.
I think it's okay to name counties here.
I don't even know what county it is.
It's Kern County. I heard her talking about it.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I don't
Kern
even know.
Kern County, California.
Okay. I wasn't even sure. I'm like, what is it this time? Oh, it's just like the check was off by 25 cents. You know, that's...
Oh, my gosh.
Seriously, that's the funniest one. So here's one of my stories. So this is what goes on. Things happen. And if it's not perfect, they're going to send it back. Even if the amount of the check is off by more than the postage cost to send it to you and to rent and send it back, they still do it. And so one of the things I've learned is, you know, I always tell my team to put a sticky note on there and tell them who you are and thank you when you're sending your deeds in. And sometimes, not all, but if it's a nice note, they might call you and say, hey, since I've got your number here and everything, I just want to tell you you're off by $3 because you forgot this doc fee or whatever for the extra copies. You know, I'll keep it on my desk if you mail it today. That's the cool people. So sometimes they'll do that. And so that's my goal. But look, things always happen. Right, Jack?
Things always happen. And you need to go into this with a... this is some advice from somebody who's been in the business for a long time. You need to completely and entirely adjust your attitude about recording your own deeds.
True.
Because it's just like the DMV, like we yep. said. Stuff's going to happen.
Totally.
And you're going to get somebody who doesn't, for whatever reason, they personally believe that you should not be doing this deal.
Yep.
And it's all centered around that. So the sooner you can diffuse that, usually with the baked goods and a sweet little, you look beautiful today, crap, that you can, whatever you can manufacture, diffuse it all with that, then they're probably going to give you what you want.
Yeah.
But they do not like, especially these really rural counties, don't like outsiders coming in and buying property for $500 a parcel.
Uh-huh.
They take it personally.
They do.
That's really what this show is about.
They do.
Here's my story. I've got big, huge stories and tiny little stories. I bought a piece of property. It was probably 800 or 900 actual parcels from a guy who went through a foreclosure action. It was a long, long process for him. But he got a court order. And they did all the notice. And he foreclosed on a ton of property and sold them all to me for one check on one deed. And I said, and I was skipping along, you know, I was walking on the clouds for probably a month after that. We were selling these properties on the internet. I mean, I remember the deal. I paid $60,000 for all these properties and ended up making something close to $2 million on it by the end of it. They were separated into two categories. There were several people got foreclosed on. He did all this. I personally wouldn't go through a foreclosure action, but he chose to do that. And there was one owner and then all the other owners, like 400 owners. And the county happened to agree. The judge stamped both of them, and I got two deeds and recorded them all in one. The deed that this one owner, they all agreed, oh, this one owner, that was a legitimate deal. This is the people at the county who have no authority. Literally, it's the recorder sitting there eating a donut saying, I agree, personally agree with this large foreclosure. I do not agree with this 800-person foreclosure. In fact, some of my family members were in there.
That's why.
So they took that and threw it away. And any properties that I tried to record, they didn't record them. I went to go see the county supervisors. I had meetings with lawyers. I met the judge who stamped it.
Wow.
He said, I understand your point. There's nothing I can do.
Wow. See, it's crazy.
So you know what happened in the end of that?
No.
I just dropped it.
Yes, I ate it.
And I still made $2 million on this whole thing.
Right, from the one guy. They didn't like the one guy that owned all the property, but all the little people that didn't pay their bills, they deserve to not pay their bills? I don't think that's right.
Through the course of this, the county recorder, who's no longer there, she said to me, we don't take kindly to evil yuppies from Scottsdale buying our land. And that's really what it was all about.
Wow.
So tell us a good story, Joe. You always come out shining on these things. Remember that story in Washington State?
Oh, I didn't come out shining.
We got that deal done.
Well, I got it done, but it was a lot of work.
She
I had to jump
evil.
Through all the hoops that she wanted. This is the funny thing. Like, it's like she wanted to have because we were, but she didn't. They didn't trust us because the guy was pretty much gifting us these properties.
Price was too cheap. Yeah.
Yeah, and I was doing it as a gift because there really wasn't any money changing hands. So she's like looking for something wrong. She's calling him, the seller to verify, which he did, you know, and asking me, because it was in my LLC, for all my LLC docs, which is hilarious because she could have looked them up online herself. But she had me. And so here's what I had to do. I had to play by her rules. I had to say, okay, Mrs. whatever her name was, and say, I will do that. And I had to go, I went online and I printed out, same as she could, two copies, one for her, one for the assessor, and I mailed them to her with a nice note. And every time I would write a formal letter and I would say, per your request, here are the two copies. You know, and that's just what you have to do sometimes. You just have to play their games to get it done, and that's fine. It's just silly. So my whole point with all this stuff is be ready for it. Something's going to happen. Don't get hung up on it. It's not you. Just fix it and move on, you know, and that's what I'm doing with my team right now. She's like, oh, here we go again. And I was like, it's going to be hilarious. We're going to have a party when it someday comes back recorded, you know, whatever this part. And it's not that big of a deal. It's just somebody, like Jack said, there's just, I don't know. There's just, why they think they have so much power in this office, I don't get it. Where does that come from?
It seems to be more prevalent the older I get. Maybe it's me or not. I'm not sure. I got a ticket one time, the kind that you get on your wind parking ticket, that kind, mm-hmm. like sent in the mail because I bought a bunch of properties in Oklahoma. And the weeds got too big. And so, and I recorded the deed and somebody found out that they looked at the mailing address, it was Arizona, Scottsdale. And they sent me a bunch of tickets. Because my weeds were too in these little town lots in a town in Oklahoma.
Hmm. Did you pay it?
Oh my gosh, no.
Oh, okay.
I sold the property.
That's so funny. That's like those. So that's like those speeding cameras, which I haven't seen those in forever. I think are they all gone? I don't know. But remember those cameras on the freeway that they did, and it was they were hoping you would find it and pay it. It was like, you know, we all knew just ignore it, throw it away.
Yeah, so
you didn't get it.
Legally, they had the right to do that, but you were not obligated by law to pay, so they were just
exactly,
fishing.
Exactly, totally.
It all comes down to that. That's a good point, Jill. It comes down to that mentality.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that follow the rules or die mentality.
Right.
I just bought some data along these lines. This is kind of a rant. I'm enjoying this. I bought some data for whatever from a Canadian company, yeah. or tried to. For whatever reason, they did not believe that it was legitimate. My credit card was legitimate. They said, "We don't believe this is legitimate. Please take a picture of the card back in front and send it to us." So I did. Then they said, "We still don't believe it. Please take a card next to your driver's license because we don't believe this is correct." So I did. Now we're talking about, you know, this is probably, I'm starting to feel the heat in my head, you know,
mm-hmm.
this is potential.
I wouldn't have, you did more than I would have done.
So finally they said, we still don't believe this. Take a picture of both of these cards held up to your face so we can match the picture on your driver's license at which time.
And hold today's paper.
At which time I blew my top.
Yeah, no way.
And I called the president of the company, you know, and he's like, yeah, what she did was right. So this all comes from this cop mentality, for lack of a better description.
Right.
You know, I've never been like that. I know you're not. I'm more of a, we're all in this together.
Right.
And
let's
if
do
we
the right
just,
thing.
Let's work together. I have a talent to buying cheap property. I'm happy to sell you some super cheap property.
Right.
Just be cool about it.
Exactly.
I'm happy to pay my taxes.
Right. We're recording it. We're paying all the fees. You know what's funny too? What's interesting is the counties I've had the HOAs get it. The HOAs are excited that we are buying and selling these properties because we're breathing new life into them, and they stand a much better chance with a new person of actually getting their fees paid and not having to take these properties back. They're excited thinking that, okay, good, this person's going to actually move in and live there and love it. You know, the county for some reason doesn't see it that way. I don't know why.
They see it as extra work. It's recording deeds and there's new stuff and for whatever reason they shouldn't
Isn't
have
that job security?
I don't know, Joe. They should not have an opinion. No one should have an opinion
That's
about
true.
It at all. And this thing about ticketing for weeds, if they would have called me and said, look, I understand you're an out-of-state owner, but these weeds are ugly. And here's the name of Billy Bob that can really clean the stuff up for $50 a month.
Right.
I would have been, you know what? Thank you so much. I'm
that
happy
makes
to do
sense.
That. I do not want to inconvenience anybody.
Right.
I'm here to do the right thing, but to send me a ticket or any, it's just there's a right way to approach stuff.
Exactly.
That's all.
Thank
That's the end of my rant.
Thank you, Jack.
Okay, that said, the vast majority of the time, you send in a ticket. You send in a deed, and it gets recorded, and everything's fine.
Mm-hmm. Especially now with the online recording, too.
Yeah.
We're doing that, and it's awesome.
Right?
Yep.
If all else fails, just like in the question today, I think, let's see, Fred asked, hire a title company. They will do the work for you. Oh, that reminds me, I have one additional story.
Okay. Bring it.
This is Flagstaff, Arizona. I bought a bunch of property up there, a ton of it. This is before your time, for $500 a property. It was completely unwanted real estate, and it was really nice. Tall pine trees, good access. It was a smoking deal for us. We made a lot of money. And a title agent who is recording it is looking at all this, and she calls her husband and says, this is criminal what these people are doing. And so what does the husband do? Calls the seller and tries to buy it all for like $700 property. Huh. To which I reacted like you can imagine.
Believable.
I ended up having to pay a little bit more for the property with the seller because the seller was just as mad about it as I was. It was a retired professional male guy who was like, these people are criminals.
That's criminal what they're doing.
I know.
Talk about conflict of interest. Like,
I know.
Oh, not only are you, I'm not going to let you
and
buy
ethics.
It. I'm right. I'm going to buy it out from under you. Oh, that's horrible.
So that always stuck with me, that deal, because I could have lost that deal. If that guy wasn't cool about it, if
that's
the seller
horrible.
Was not cool about the whole thing,
right.
And it ended up costing me more money, which is whatever. I mean, we make enough money, but it's not, I'm always very conscious of that now in House Academy for some reason.
Oh, okay. Got it.
Not so much from the, because not the escrow people at all, but I think the people that we resell the property to, that we wholesale them to, at some point are going to do some math, and it might be a macho thing too, where they're like, these people are not doing any work. They're shuffling a bunch of paper around, marking these properties up $25,000. You know, I want to do that.
Well, they can.
I want to be the quarterback.
It's called House Academy. But they don't want to do that.
Coach, put me in the game. No, no, you suck.
They can.
Don't suck.
Don't
suck.
In
the words of Tom Hanks, just don't suck.
Nice.
Well, you've done it again. You've spent another 15 or 20 minutes with us listening to the Land Investors show. Join us tomorrow where Jill and I talk about land sales automation.
And we answer your question, should you have one, post it on our online community at landinvestors.com. Go there, it's free.
You are not alone in your real estate ambition. I have a million more of them.
I'm sure you do.
The eyes are rolling back in your head a little bit.
Oh, yeah, they are. Because it gets too much. It's kind of, you know, it's when people are new and they're starting out. It's exciting and fun. And there's a lot of stories because always something.
Right.
But after a while, you're like, okay, you can't keep talking about this at your dinner table. Your kids are not going to, you know,
yeah.
Not going to show up and your wife's going to, I don't know.
Yeah.
You can't, it's, we're in it. So we get it, but other people don't. So you
right.
have to be careful. You certainly can't do it at a dinner party or you won't be invited back.
Oh my gosh.
Could you imagine?
I can do it on a talk show I created.
People, you know, what people do want to hear though is like, dude, I bought this for $500 and I just sold it for $5,000. They're going to go, what the heck? That they want to hear. But they don't want to hear is, then when I got to the recording, let me tell you what this lady did. That's what they don't want to hear.
Right.
That gets really old. Ah, oh, too fun. Share the fun by subscribing on iTunes or wherever you're listening. And while you're at it, please rate us there. We are Jack and Jill.
Information
and inspiration
to buy undervalued property.